Hello and welcome to a podcast brought to you by The Religion of Aston Villa.
We're a social media account on Twitter and Facebook that wants to get our voices out there and heard, so please join us.
Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode. This is a bit of a random one. It was Callum's idea that we've kind of put together in the end by putting different rules and specs and things, but we are here. We're going to do the Wikipedia game. So basically what it is we're going to read. I've written down five names, which is what we're going to do, but it might go over if we're tired, but we're going to aim for five. I'm not going to give his name, and you're going to try and guess who he is from his career path. So starting out where he was, where he went to Villa, and then if he carried on afterwards, so on. So these are the rules. So basically, you can get a maximum of 3 points. And then if you need extra help, which will get you down to 2 points, that's if you need to know his nationality. And then to get 1 point, I'll ask you whether you want to know who his manager was or his position. So, for example, I would be thinking of Juan Pablo Angel. Okay? So, I'm going to do it slow so people at home can do it if you want to play along with us. I'm not sure if you do or you just want to listen along, but there you go. So, I'm going to think of Angel, right? So, his career path, this is how I'd read it for all the players. It was Atletico Nacional, River Plate. He played for Villa between 2001 and 2007. He went to Red Bulls, LA Galaxy, Chivas USA, and then he finished at Atletico Nacional. If you don't know who he is, I would say, okay, to drop a point, his nationality is Colombian. If you still don't know who he is, I will ask you, do you want to know his manager, who signed him and who he played under, whichever one? Or his position, and if you say, I want his position, I'll tell you he's a striker. Does that make sense to you, mate?
Makes sense to me, and hopefully to the people at home, if they are going to play along as well.
Yeah, that's good. We will have, we will be slow doing out the names and things, so if you are playing along, you can try and guess as well. But there we go. I'm expected to get smashed, because Callum is hyped for this. So here we go. So here goes my first one. Are you ready? Contender, are you ready? Okay. Here we go.
Got okay. No music or anything.
Okay. So he played for Everton, Sunderland. He played for Villa between 2003 and 2007. And then he went to Bolton.
Bolton?
Now, again, just so people at home know, he can ask his nationality to drop a point. Then he can ask a point down to get his manager at all position. But if he does guess three names and them all wrong, he is out and he gets 0-1.
So he finished his career at Bolton, correct?
Correct.
This doesn't feel like a forward player, in my personal opinion.
Okay. Okay.
But then again, I've got no idea who the hell it could be. 03 to 07. I think it's number four. I've got one name in my head, actually.
Use a guess, mate. You've got three guesses. Use a guess if you want to use a guess.
Okay. The one name that comes to my head straight away, I'm going to take that. And that's going to be, this is going to be my first guess. It's going to be, is it Gavin McCann?
It is. Wow. Okay. 3 points on the board. Get out. Okay. Oh, that was nerve-wracking.
There's no reckoning for more than me. For me. So that's 3 points my way. Okay. So going into the my first one for you, Brad. Okay, you ready?
Born ready.
Okay, so this player's senior career started off at Norwich before moving on to Cambridge United. While at Cambridge, he was on loan for a short amount of time at Barnet before making a big move to Manchester United. From Manchester United, he moved to Coventry City, where he then joined Aston Villa in 1998 and stayed at the club till 2004.
Can I jump in and guess who it is?
Go on.
Is it Big Dion?
It is Dion Dublin.
Look at that. Bosh.
Thought I'd go easy to start off with.
Do you know what? It's the, as soon as you said United, I was like, yeah, there he is. Sorry.
That's fine. It's surprising that he only scored 2 goals in 12 games for me. You know?
Did he? Oh.
So it's 3 points apiece as we go into the second round.
That's all official, isn't it, this?
I'm giving you a tough one next.
All right. God, I can't even pronounce some of these. So this is going to be interesting.
Oh, shit.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so started off at Sporting Cristal. Yes, my thoughts exactly. Went to Deportivo. Went back to Sporting Cristal. Went to Boca Juniors. Went to Newcastle. He went to Aston Villa between 2004 and 2005. He went back to Newcastle.
Can I stop you there?
Oof, yes.
Is it Alberto Solano?
Well, yes, it is. Yes. I was going to say Nobby Solano, but yes, I'll give it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Nobby. Yeah.
Nobby, yeah. God, this is getting quite tough now.
Wait. I was like, where the hell is this player come? Where did we pick this player from? Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I'll do this player next. On the long list. Okay, so this player.
Mm-hmm.
He started off his career at Wolverhampton Wanderers. Then he moved to Coventry before moving to Inter Milan. While his time at Inter Milan, he had a loan spell at Leeds before making that a permanent switch.
Can I stop you?
Go on, then.
Is it the old Robbie Keane?
It is Robbie Keane.
My one thing you should know is I love Robbie Keane.
Well, I know that now.
This is going to be harder than what I thought. This is going to be hard. Someone, do you know what? It's going to be down to like a point. Okay, you ready?
Oh, go on.
Okay, started Arsenal. Went on loan, Bristol Rovers. Went on loan, Crystal Palace. Went on loan, Peterborough United. Went on loan, Leicester City. Went to Aston Villa, 2005-2009.
Oh, God.
Went on loan to Cardiff. Went to Man City. Went to Reading. Went to Yeovil Town on loan. Went to Leeds and finished at Southampton.
When was he at Villa?
05-09.
0509, and he come from Arsenal,
Bristol Rovers loan, Palace loan, Peterborough loan, Leicester loan, Villa permanent.
Oh, my days, that's a good one. Arsenal. The amount of loans is a joke.
Through his time as a professional footballer, he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 loans.
Jesus. It can't be anyone good then.
What could it be?
So, it was at Villa from 05 to 09.
Yeah.
And what was the loan clubs while his time at Villa?
Cardiff.
Just Cardiff?
Yeah.
He only went on loan to Cardiff. Jesus Christ.
You want to have a guess? Want to lose a point?
I've got no idea who it is.
Do you want to drop a point down? You want to know his nationality?
Do I?
If you have no idea and you got three guesses to before you're out.
I know, that's the big problem. I just... Yeah, are you going to have to give me a nationality?
Okay. Drop a point. His nationality is English.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I knew that was going to come up at some point.
Okay, so... Do you want to drop a point? And do you want to know his manager who signed him or his position?
I'm not being thick, am I?
It isn't the easiest.
Can I have position?
Goalkeeper.
Oh, you... Now, if it's this player... Oh, no, because I'm pretty sure he went to... I'm pretty sure he went to Man City. Because there was a goalkeeper in mind, but like I said, I'm pretty sure he went to Man City.
Do you want me to read his thing out again? Arsenal, Bristol Rovers loan, Palace loan, Peterborough loan, Leicester loan, Villa, Cardiff loan, Man City, Reading, Yeovil loan, Leeds, Southampton.
I think I was... too busy listening to the loans on the first listen. In that case, is it Stuart Taylor?
It is. 1 point.
God's sake. That's the one person I was thinking of as well. Didn't realise he'd come from Arsenal, to be fair.
It's okay.
That is...
It's just a game, mate. It's just a game. Okay, go on then. Worst...
Let me just get my next player up. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so he started off his career at Nottingham Forest. He had a loan at Hacker.
Christ.
Also a loan at Ipswich Town before going to West Ham. From West Ham, he went to Villa between 07 and 10. In that time, having loan spells at Wolves and Newcastle before moving to Blackpool. While at Blackpool, he was on loan at Barnsley. Then he moved to Zhangjiazhou, then to Forest, Barnsley, Bristol City, Hartlepool, and then Nuneaton Town.
Oh, okay.
He's been around the block, this fella.
So I've written down Forest, some random loan to whatever, Hacker.
Hacker.
Ipswich, West Ham, Villa. Okay, so Forest, West Ham, Villa. And then Blackpool. See, I know two players I can think of who ended up at Blackpool from Villa. I'm gonna name the one. I'm gonna name both, but I'm gonna tell you who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which one to go for. So I think it's either Delfonso or Feed the Hare, Marlon Harewood. But it's got to be it's Harewood because it's Harewood because Delfonso started at Villa, didn't he? He didn't go to West Ham to Villa, so Harewood.
And if you think of his time at Villa, 2007 to 2010.
Oh man, I'm no good with years, mate. I'm no good with. I'm all right when it comes to like where they've been and where they've gone, but when it comes to the years, no chance. Yes. So, yeah, I'm like,
it was Big Marlon.
See, do you know what? It was the West Ham to Villa, because I knew D'Alfonso played for Blackpool, but obviously he'd never played for West Ham. So, God, I am 2 points in front of you. How does that make you feel?
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
All right. Are you ready?
Go on.
Okay. This gentleman played for Parramatta Powers.
Fucking hell.
Then he went to Feyenoord. Then he went on loan to Excelsior. Then he moved to NEC. Then he went to AZ. Then he went to Villa between 2012 and 2013. So one season. He then moved to Al Nassr. Yeah, go on.
Is it... Oh, I'm going to butcher his first name, I think. Is it Karim El Mohammadi?
It is not Karim El Mohammadi. So that's a point... Well, that's a guess down. Oof. So I will start again for you, so you can, and I'll carry on through.
Go from AZ.
Okay, then. So AZ, Aston Villa. Do you know, I knew you were going to guess him. Do you know, because I read it, I was like, do you know what? I'm sure that's him. And I looked, I was like, oh, it's not.
Oh, wait, can I guess again?
Yeah, go on.
Is it Ron Vlot?
No, two down.
No, it's not. Oh, you idiot. Why did I say that?
Do you want to use your last guess or do you want me to carry on?
Carry on.
AZ, Aston Villa, 2012 to 2013. Al Nassr. Emirates Club, Brisbane Roar.
He went to... Oh, he went...
Okay, I might... Okay, if you're struggling, I'm going to give
you... Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I can give you an hint.
I've got it.
Go on.
Is it Brett Holman?
It is Brett Holman. 3 points.
Oh, you got that in the skin of my teeth, bloody hell. I was thinking just Dutch. It's got to be someone Dutch.
Clearly not.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, if I give you his nationality, I think you would have got it anyways, because I don't know many. He's Australian.
He's really the only Australian that has played, well, apart from, like, I don't know, Mark Bosnich.
Oh, yes. Yes, Bosnich. Yeah, that would have actually been down to two. But then obviously there was no Man United or Chelsea in that list. So
yeah.
I think you would have probably got it. Go on, then, mate. Do your worst for my. Is this my fourth one?
Yeah.
I need 3 points here.
Okay. This player started off his career at Parva.
Okay. Parva. Okay.
Then he joined Lazio while having a loan spell at Brescia. And then joining Villa in 2013. To 2017, where he then joined Bari, then joining Liverano, joining then from there Slovan Elbikrek, then Sparta Prague, and then Puskas Akademia.
Christ. Okay.
I think I've picked a good one here, maybe.
Yeah, you have. So he was at Villa and then he left for Barre.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Are you struggling?
Massively. But I'm gonna have to write these down. Okay. So he went from, where did he start?
Opava. Yep.
Opava. Yeah.
To Lazio.
Yeah.
On loan at Brescia. Then he joined Villa in 2013 to 2017.
My God.
Then he joined Bari. Then Liverano. Then Slovan Liberec. then Sparta Prague, and now at Puskas, or, you know, Puskas Academy. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Opava, Lazio, Brescia, Villa. But Brescia was alone. So he went from Lazio to Villa. And he went to Villa, when was it, 2013?
Yeah.
2013. So that would have been, I believe, Lambert. Okay. So Lambert, Lazio. Lord, who did we sign from Lazio under Lambert? Never in the world.
Clues?
Sorry?
You want one of your clues?
Yeah, go on. I'll use my first clue. I will have his nationality.
His nationality is Czech Republic.
Czech Republic from Lazio under Paulie Lambert. Lazio to Villa, Czech Republic. Is it Libor Kovzak?
It is, yes.
No freaking way. Oh,
Mr. Indra prone himself.
Do you know what? I used to like him as well.
I've seen him score at Villa Park. I have.
That's a rarity, mate. Are you ready for your last one? To be fair, I think I'm 2 points ahead of you. She's quite close.
Well, we could keep on going.
We could do, mate. We could do.
Go on then, let's go.
Okay. West Ham United. Chelsea. Liverpool. Lille on loan.
Villa loan?
No, Lille.
Oh, Lille.
Lille on loan.
I know who it is.
Go on.
Joe Cole.
Perfect. Bang on. Bang on the money, mate.
I was like, God, you can't go to three top Premier League clubs and, yeah, the Lille then sold it. Didn't they get him on loan while, like, Hazard went to Chelsea?
Yes. Right. And my last one. Come on.
I need to pick a hard one here.
Oh, my God.
Which one can I use out the bank? Let's maybe go with him. Oh, I think you'll get that. Trying to find my best way to win this. I mean, I don't think there's going to be any other better. I think I've all any. Well, you've done very well, actually.
I've done better than what I thought. To be fair, I thought I was going to get absolutely hounded. But
yeah, I think you've done better than than I thought as well.
There you go, mate.
I'm picking me. We'll go with that one.
Oh, go on. I've got a piece of paper out. Yeah.
Okay, so started his career at Arsenal.
Okay.
He had loan spells at Brentford. Bloody hell, you said Bevern and Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
They were all loans. Then going to Reading, Chelsea, Villa, 08-11, Fulham, Stoke, on loan at Brighton, and then to Brighton.
Okay, so Arsenal, I've written down Arsenal, Brentford. Who's the other one?
Bevan.
Okay, I'll ignore that because I'm going to guess that.
And Brighton.
And then he went
Reading.
Okay.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Villa.
Okay. Reading, Chelsea, Villa is where I need to look at. Reading, Chelsea, Villa. Reading, Chelsea. Oh, no, it is. Put the 3 points down. It's me, Ginger Mate, Stephen, yeah. Sidwell.
Yes, Sidwell.
The old Sidders. And I remember, because the reason, do you know what? It's because you had the choice of Villa or Chelsea, and you went Chelsea, and then he ended up at Villa.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. If you have a look, he was highly touted to come to us, and then could we signed, I believe, Nicky Shorey at around the same time from Reading, and there was a lot of talk of Shorey and Sidwell, and obviously I'm sure Shane Long was at Reading, but he went to the Baggies or Hull. I don't know which way he went. I'm sure it was Baggies then Hull. So there we go. I believe, Mr. Mace, I have won this game today.
Well, to be fair, I've got loads more on my list, so.
Oh, I've got more, but do you know what? Just for the crack, just for a bonus round, I'll let you have one more, and I'll give you one more.
Yeah.
Just for the crack.
Yeah, one more each.
Okay. Are you ready?
Go on.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'll write his name down. Okay. He went from Norwich.
Norwich.
Bournemouth loan. Gillingham loan. Ipswich. Wolverhampton Wonders loan. Millwall loan. Millwall permanent. Coventry. Aston Villa between 2009 and 2013, and then he went to Millwall.
09 to 13.
And if it's going to give you an extra bonus clue, he become part of the backroom staff.
Oh, bloody hell.
Norwich, Bournemouth loan, Gillingham loan, Ipswich, Wolverhampton Wanderers loan, Millwall loan, Millwall permanent, Coventry, Villa, Millwall.
That is that's some roster that. He's been around the block. I bet it's a player that has barely played for us as well. You've done right. You've done your research, Goody. I'll give you that. Norwich, Villa. 09. So 09 was O'Neill just. Can't have been a promising player to come from Coventry. Well, sorry, it could have been a youngster. It's either someone who never played or someone who barely only played just. And I'm thinking because of the competition in this certain position, I think he didn't play. I think he's a goalkeeper. Because at the time you'd have had Friedel, Given, Guzan. Like, you weren't going ahead of them. So it has to be whoever's fourth choice. Or fifth choice. Oh, there's a few niche goalkeepers though. There's a few of them, like Benjamin Steeridge, I think, or something like that. It could be Elliot Partial, actually. Or Partial, whatever his name was. Jesus. But then he went on to coaching. And I think Football Manager's actually going to save me here. Or my knowledge of being on Football Manager. Well, it has to be him then, doesn't it, really? I tell you what, you've done good here. But I think I'm going to take 3 points. I'm ready for a guess.
Okay.
Is it Andy Marshall?
It is. It is Andy Marshall.
Do you know why I know that?
Why?
Because his stats on the FM were rubbish, and I always terminate his contract straight away.
Fair enough. And my final one, please.
We will go with let's go with him. Why not? Are you ready?
Yeah. Stop.
Okay, so started off at Barcelona C.
Oof, okay.
Barcelona B.
Oh.
Barcelona.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a guess?
I'm waiting for the next one.
That's a shame. I was hoping you were going to go for someone else. Villarreal.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't guess.
Were you going to say Dormitory or away?
I was.
Damn. Then Liverpool.
Okay.
A loan move to Napoli. Bayern Munich.
Christ. Napoli. Okay.
Milan.
Yeah.
Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Lazio.
So we went Milan, Aston Villa, Lazio. So Barca C, Barca B, Barca, Villarreal, Liverpool, Napoli loan.
Yep.
Who was it then?
Bayern Munich,
Napoli, Milan, Villa, Lazio.
Yep.
So he left us to go Lazio. And when was his Villa?
He was at Villa in 2020.
2020. So that was the COVID season. Who did we get from Milan in 2020? So it was Dino. And he never shops abroad. Well, really. So we must have come in. Barca, Villarreal, Liverpool, Bayern, Napoli, Milan. I'm ready for a guess, young sir.
Go on then.
Is it?
Has it clicked?
Yes. I tell you what clicked was him going to Lazio after us, and us getting from Milan and Liverpool, because I only know one guy that went Villarreal to Liverpool. Well, I don't know why I was thinking Luis Garcia at the time, because I think he never played for Villa. But Villarreal, Liverpool, Bayern Munich, and then Napoli, Milan, Villa, Lazio. Is it Pepe Reina?
It is Pepe Reina.
Oof. Chalk me up. How many points am I looking at, young sir?
Are you looking at, what, is it 18?
18 points.
Oh, no, 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 it can't be 18. You asked for a clue on Libor Kozak, so it'll be 17, I think.
17 points. Oh, that's not too bad. So I beat you by 1 point. So there we go.
Oh,
close. That was close, to be fair. That was close. The Kozak one could have gone pear-shaped, to be fair.
And
there we are.
And to be fair, I didn't expect it to be... I didn't expect you to go that in that hard with some of the players in that list. But
well, it's name of the game, mate. Name of the game.
True.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you had fun. I mean, like I said, we did one extra one just to a bit of a bonus round because I thought it was quite good, to be fair. We enjoyed that. We'll have to do that again. Throw in the mix because as people know, we do other games. We do Media Madnesses where we talk about random news articles and things. But that is definitely one to be added to the ever-growing list of things we do. So thank you, Callum, for that idea. So we will be jumping on another one of those. I know there isn't no more international breaks, but I know there will be some sort of week off and we'll probably do another one. Unless it's in and around the January window where we'll be talking more, obviously, transfers because everyone loves a transfer. Love it. But yeah, so thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed it.
If you got any right at home.
Yes, please.
Long.
Yes, I hope. Yeah, you have to let us know. You can DM us. On
Did you
Facebook.
Beat us?
I'm not getting beat, mate. I'm not getting beat on
Did
that.
Did you beat our scores?
I'm not getting beat, mate.
Not with a score of 17 out of 18.
Take some doing, mate, that is. No, I'm joking. If you did, like I say, play along with us, please message us. It all goes into, you know, a little thought for us to, you know, that people do care and people do listen. So if you did enjoy it, please let us know. If you did, as Callum said, if you did beat us, let us know, you know, because we like to improve our, you know, improve things and things like that. And like to know that you guys enjoy it. If there is any ideas or any games you think we should play, please let us know. We're always open. Hey,
I've got one.
Care to share?
Kit numbers.
Oh, mate.
Hey, best day of Football Manager that is in a season. You assign your kit numbers.
True, bro. I'm old school. 1 to 11 is my starting 11.
Oh, yeah, same, but you know.
Kit numbers. Gonna be here all day. but no, thank you guys. Like I say, if you do have any ideas, then please let us know on Twitter or Facebook and we will give you a shout out and we'll jump on. We do a Q&A session, which I'm looking to do before the end of the year, where we find some questions out that you've asked us and then we take in turns answering them. Like I say, Media Madness transfers, previews, reviews. Like I say, the Brighton preview will be coming out at the end of the week as well. We've got that to do. But yeah, so still quite a lot going on for the old AVFC religion. Here's an update on Gary to see if he's going to come back at some point. I know he's got a lot going on with work, just in case anybody cared to know. But even still, regardless, Callum is going to be part of this full-time, permanently, anyways. But yeah, so sorry to waffle at the end there, as always, but I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. Do you know what? I thought I did better than what I thought I was going to do. I was proper... Do you know what? I was genuinely nervous about this game. Genuinely. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be horrible. But no, it was actually quite good fun. So yeah. Thank you guys for listening, as always, and up the Villa. Where's yours?
What? Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Come on. Fucking go. Keep the faith. Up the Villa.
Cheers, guys.